I love you, baby. I was about to come give you a kiss.
We're on the air, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I love you on the air.
I love you on the air, and I will hang up to mute myself. I'll be on the air.
Okay, gorgeous.
Hello, and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, thanking you for taking the time to join us this evening or to listen to the replay later on. Tonight, our special guest is William Linville, who has quite an amazing story about how he healed his own body and life circumstance. Tonight, we'll be talking about how to remember, embody, and expand your own creator consciousness. So without further ado, I'm going to bring William on the line, and I think he's going to end up being his own introduction. William, welcome. I'm so excited for you to be here.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. It's such an honor and such a privilege to get to connect together, play together, and sing and dance and flourish together. Now, when we're playing with the physicality, it's your physical, optimal health and well-being and your vibrancy coming to life, reconnecting, opening up your heart level, but also running through your solar plexus level. Bring your solar plexus level up through your heart level, reconnecting with the fascia, the tendons, and the ligaments of your Akashic Record realms, your soul level journey is within a physical instrument, a physical attribute, and letting all of it arise and arise and arise, coming into its full and optimal health and well-being, which is also bypassing the mental, the emotional levels of consciousness and arising through the physical component. As you're arising through the physical component, you're also arising and allowing for oneself to fully, completely come to life in a physicality, which is also bypassing all the different structure, all the different layers, all the different conglomerates of consciousness that have been playing out within even the platelets of blood within the physicality. Watching all of them break down, dissolve and break down, as you're allowing for yourself to fully and completely come to life within the physicality, and the physicality coming to life to furthermost compliment you as your friend, as your beautiful camaraderie. No longer the daughter, the son, the offspring of blah, blah, blah. It's more of your physical innate divinity and your vibrancy that has come to life as your beautiful priceless instrument, as creator in form. And creator in form now recapitalizing, re-owning, re-honoring the physical makeup to allow for oneself to fully and completely divinely, radiantly recapture your own brilliance, your own divinity within the physical conduit. And then, as you're going here, you let the vibratory level soar, open up, and amplify and soar exponentially as you're allowing the rest of yourself to fully, completely arise, embody, and be embraced and embracing to allow for oneself to amplify radiantly, amplify and iridescently arise through your priceless physicality, through your priceless life stream, but also from the beautiful platelets to the beautiful physical matrix that you're also recollecting and regathering, where you're also allowing for the rest of your life stream to arise to fully, completely allowing for your whole life as a whole to begin to turn over, open up, amplify exponentially, because remember, you're not even ran from a magnetic physical matrix anymore, because now all the beautiful, beautiful, colorful deities that used to be inside such an interesting, colorful magnetic resonance no longer has a magnetic hold upon you anymore, because now you're stepping up, you're arising within, and you're opening up as well within this beautiful facet of a beautiful physical matrix of consciousness that is also allowing oneself to arise so much more, so much faster, so much more heightened within a physical conduit. And even as you're going there, you're allowing for yourself to fully, completely arise, amplify, and sing a dance of flourishes. You're also allowing and welcoming, giving the total, complete thumbs up go-ahead for your whole body as a whole, your whole life as a whole, for that matter, to fully come to life, iridescently, radiantly come to life, to go into hyperdrive, heightening and hyperdrive, to come to life, run forth, come to life more than ever, faster, more heightenedly, hyperspeed than ever. And then from there, wow, allowing for your higher levels and welcoming in your higher levels, which are higher vibratory levels of oneself, to take command, speed up, radiantly, iridescently speed up, to take command, to allow for the rest of oneself to fully, completely move in, come to life, come into one's own unique vibrancy as well, to come into iridescent vibrancy, to allow for the one's vibratory levels in the matrix and the physical platelets of your crystalline structure to begin to restream directly to where there's not even a genetic makeup within your physical anymore that has any hold, any say-so about your own beingness, but only has that of your divine radiance coming forth to fully completely complement you as you're also allowing for your light beingness to start imminently emanating exponentially without any of this interesting, colorful identificational realms of your levels of consciousness that no longer has a say-so over you anymore. Because remember, all of this interesting, colorful, feared levels of consciousness from first separation to now no longer has that power over you anymore, because you've said, hey, whew, I've had enough, because I'm no longer that fear levels of consciousness. I am so much more. I am divinity than I am, and I will not accept anything less, because I am not anything less. And mental level, whew, you don't owe me anymore. So holy moly, as you do not owe me anymore, I can now allow for myself to come to life. Now, wasn't that fun, sweetheart? Merry Christmas.
Yes, it certainly was. I'm just guessing that was your introduction, because if anybody hasn't guessed, that came with a lot of high open frequencies and an invitation for us to play and to enjoy and to expand our consciousness and all that, right? Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, big time, because that's why I just went right through everyone, began to activate and break down the barriers of consciousness right through the psyche to sub-psyche, all the levels, you know, the love. They have this beautiful, priceless magnetic hold upon oneself, and not just magnetic, man, flat-out hold. To justify oneself's self-beingness in a body on a planet, says, I've got to be safe, says the analytical mental level. But why would you want to be safe from yourself? Because isn't that funny? I've got to be safe from myself. Now, that's kind of like an interesting dichotomy, isn't it? Because, wow, I want to give you everything, says myself. Oh, but I got to be safe from myself, because myself might like me so much that it might want to give me everything, but then I got to protect myself from everything. And I also got to protect myself from myself, because myself might like me too much. So my other self is saying, oh, my gosh, I'm not likable, I'm not lovable, but I got to protect myself from myself. Now, let's just sit down and look at that for a minute. I've got to protect myself from myself, because I might like myself too much. Now, that sounds a little bit odd, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It really does.
And then myself might love me. Oh, my gosh. How can myself love me? Now, I find that really interesting, because myself might love me, and then, whew, I might owe myself something if myself loves me, and I haven't even done anything for myself. So how can myself love me? But then, huh, I'm supposed to love myself, but myself loves me. So, huh, what do I have to do for myself? Because I could take myself on a romantic date, but then, you know, we know where that goes, right? So from there, whew, I mean, holy moly, I don't know if I'm going to go there with myself. Now, you know, it's kind of interesting, because myself doesn't really have an agenda for myself. Now, we know what those hot dates are like, right? So, whew, yeah, right, 1 foot on the floor on that one. Now, but from the other self that might love you and really want everything for oneself is constantly trying to give to oneself, but then the other self that is saying, I don't know about this other self. Because the other self, you know, it loves to have the dichotomies within itself. And it, boy, does it sure love to have an agenda. We both know your other self has an agenda with itself. So we got to watch out for these hot dates with itself. Because the hot dates with itself might have another self with all these agendas about itself. Now, how's that feeling in your pancreas right now?
Well, the part about all the agendas feels like a bit of a contraction. So let's dispense with that.
Well, that's the part I love.
You do?
Because, you know, the part I love about the agendas, that I love so thoroughly about agendas, with the self and the other self. Agendas are kind of a funny thing, wouldn't you say? Remember, they're taught to be, even especially in the Enlightenment community, right? Agendas are such a bad thing. I mean, you would call it taboo land, right?
Yeah, I'm very curious where you're going with this.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love agendas. And you know what? Even fear levels are so interesting. Because agendas, the part I love about agendas, from one self to the other self, is they have to be real and they have to be proven. Now, don't you find that a little bit of a dichotomy? Because myself that loves me so much must have an agenda for me to be loved and be happy. So what do you suppose that agenda would be?
Where?
Yeah, where, what? First, what?
Where would that agenda be?
Where?
I guess in the mind.
What? It's all the mind. Isn't that great? So if I'm going to be fear about the agenda that myself might have for my other self and the fear that goes with it. What if the only agenda, if there even was an agenda, is for me to be happy? To be happy, overjoyed, having a blast, whoo, blessed off the planet and so forth. Now, the interesting part I find about it is called letting oneself have everything that oneself has been asking for, but not having to pay for. Now, isn't that kind of amazing here? It's called letting yourself have you. No strings attached. With the little other you. Says, yeah, I don't know about that one. Something's got to be being asked. I've got to suffer somehow. Actually, the interestingest part is the absence of suffering. It's letting yourself be done with conflicts. Now, that's the scary part, right?
It's intriguing.
But it's scary. Yeah, that's the interesting part. Because what are you going to do if you don't have conflicts? Isn't that amazing? Because if you look at all of the above, sweetheart, no conflicts mean no conflicts. No issues mean no issues. Wow. Well, good heavens, man. What are we going to do? Levitate off the planet and fly out into the astral planes of consciousness and get lost? I mean, what are we going to do?
It feels creative, free, and flowing.
Oh, I agree with you. But from the one part that says, oh my gosh, there has got to be, you know, some sort of agenda here somewhere, right? It seems way too easy. Way too scary. Because remember,
right,
we
buy into a lot of suffering and work.
Oh, work is work, any way we look at it. But what if it's really the absence of work? That's why I have so much fun with the agendas. Because agendas, you know, at least the mental level has to prove it. That's why I love it so much. It has to prove there is an agenda when there's not one. And it cannot prove it because there's not one. So therefore, the mental level loses its grip, its grasp, and its power. Now, isn't that amazing? But I'm afraid. But what are you afraid of? I don't know, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid of losing control. Oh, my gosh. Well, huh. What are you in control of anyways, man? So it's really kind of an enigma, isn't it?
Yes.
Afraid of being out of control when you're not in control anyways. See, that's why I love the agendas. It's called looking at it right in the eyes to see that it has no power. Because it's still called freedom. But it's not called running from it because you're afraid of it. Which is what you and I were playing with before we got on live. Was about healing your body. What's the first thing you do when there's a physical conflict? What's the first
I think
reaction?
Most people, yeah, well, they want to fix it, take care of it, seek an authority, perhaps even go with the, you know, why is this happening to me?
So
anything but kind of sit with it.
Well, first we're going to go into, from what's taught, okay, instant automated reaction. Okay. So reaction is reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you may seek medical attention, hence the word attention, okay. Thirdly, you're going to start recontemplating, and many will go into victimization. Many will go into victorialness, wanting to be the victors. But you know what I find interesting about all of the above? It's still another battle. Now, don't you find that interesting? And then going searching for answers of why this is happening. Isn't that amazing, sweetheart?
Yes. So what would you recommend?
Well, I'm going to recommend what works. All right. the body's breaking down. I'm speaking from example. The body's breaking down. All right. It is what it is. Number one, the body obviously knows what it's doing, right? I mean, wouldn't it know what it's doing? The body.
I believe so, yeah.
It's my friend. I mean, I already know my body doesn't want to leave the planet, right?
Okay.
I mean, why in heavens would your body want to leave the planet? Number two, kind of got to question something for a second. As powerful as you are, why in heavens or anywhere else would you want to create this? I'm not going to say some of your brothers don't, even sub-psychically. Because some of your brothers, that's why I used the word attention, they seek attention. Now, no matter how you look at it, the body is brilliant, 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 following directions. Now, the third part is, all right, body, my good friend, my beautiful divine radiant instrument, what in heavens is going on here? Body, what would you have to share? So, number three, body, what's going on here, buddy? Last thing I'm going to go into is, okay, body, show me what you're trying to tell me and teach me. Okay, that's just the head playing with the head, so let's not even go there, okay? As if there's something to learn, so let's not even go there for a second. Body, share with me what you would like to share with me. Okay, so right now, let's just let the body share. But this time, can we just listen to what the body has to share with you? As if, quite literally as if, there's no guilty party, okay? As if, whew, we're not going to make this whole planetary journey a classroom. Okay, but literally, body, man, whew, my good friend, what is it you would like to share with me? And if you like, put your hand on the area. Let's just, for first time ever, let's just connect with our physical attribute. But we don't really want to second guess the body. Body, man, whew, we're all innocent here. So body, what do you have to share with me? So, body, phew, what is it? What's the first answer? So, gorgeous, what's the first answer your body shares?
Well, I've got my hand on my lower back right now. And my first thought was, I've spent many too many hours on the computer today.
Uh-huh.
And then I attempted to go a little deeper.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure I got to another answer yet.
But let's just ask your body. Mm-hmm. Body, what is with all these shoulds? I mean, let's just ask your body. Yeah, I just want to help you through it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Body, what is with
and this
all
is for everybody
shoulds?
Else, too, of course.
Oh, of course. Body, man, phew, what is with all these shoulds? What's the first answer your body shares? Because your body's asking the same question, man. All right. But I don't know which should to go with, man.
You know what? To be honest, I just listen to your voice and let the question resonate like dropping a pebble into a pond. And I immediately started feeling like a very pleasant sense of relief.
Exactly. That's exactly why I went there. Okay, gorgeous. Wasn't that fun?
It was.
And you just
and if other people had the same experience or questions, please do use the webcast page because we'll be getting to that in a little bit.
Okay, good. We just went direct, gorgeous, into all the pressure in your body. Say, what the heck heavens do you want me to do with this? I don't know what you're asking me to do. I really don't know which pathway to walk down here because I don't understand what in heavens is going on. So, all right, body, tell you what. Phew, we're going to let everything be outside of us. We're just going to play with everything. But no internalizing of anything. Wasn't that fun?
You know what? It feels good. It feels really good.
Now, when letting my own body regenerate and rebuild, there were so many, I'll call it for the sake of understanding and clarity, professional inputs. Okay, you're going to leave the planet. I heard that so many times. All right. If that's the worst thing that happens, so be it. I'll pick up another one. I mean, you know, nothing like trading in a used car vehicle. Okay, now from here, wow, not a big deal. And, all right, if that's the worst thing that happens, then doing pretty darn well. Now, body, phew, done deal. All right, what's the best thing that happened? Well, at this point, the body can do what it does. All right? So, either way, we had a maid, right? You step out of the body, you make a full transition, done deal. You pick up another vehicle, done deal. Now, from there, body, what would you like? The body was very clear. All right, let me do what I do well. Great, man. Let's go. Now, well, you know, buddy, I would like a bath. All right, consider it done. You know, well, wow, I would love to go wheeling around the cul-de-sac. All right, consider it done. You know, well, wow, buddy, I would love to go.
And you were, for anybody who doesn't know, you were in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
With significant, physical recovery.
Oh, yeah. The myelin sheath was gone. The brain was fried. Hence his methadone in many different pain patches, fentanyl, sufentanyl, morphine, blah, blah, blah. Even experimental drugs. But regardless, you know, the pain pumps, and even beyond that, the body had totally reversed itself and eaten itself away. All right, great. Now, all right, well, you know, whew, there's all this stuff that you came in to let dissolve through the package that we picked up. All right. So, body, man, you have my total thumbs up to do what you would like to do to rebuild yourself. So, all right, body. You want to lay in bed? Consider it done. You want to let the tears flow? Do whatever you got to do. I'm just going to be over here letting you do what you do. Now, one thing I didn't do, it wasn't my business, so I wasn't going to get involved. So, if the body won the purge, hey man, have a blast. If the body, and when, shall I say, the body asked for B-complex, hey, consider it done, buddy. The body said, you know, buddy, phew, I would love to go on a wheelabout. So I took it wheeling about. Oh, wow, the body has an interesting, colorful, extreme sensation of pain. All right. It was just that of a sensation. Oh, wow, the body doesn't have eyesight today. Great. So, technically, literally, we'll feel our way through it. I mean, what else are you going to do, right? So, we went on with, and you hear me share often about letting it present, going with what presents. So, I wasn't trying, the last thing I'm going to do is try to make the best of it. I'm just going to go with it. Trying to make the best of it is just playing head games. The body knows. I'm just going to let the body do what the body does, because the body knows what it's doing. The one thing I didn't do was let anything be suppressed. I wasn't going to, and I would never do, stepping into my power, and because why am I even going to go there and battle my body? There was no power that I had to prove. Now, I definitely, once again, wasn't going to suppress and then whoosh, there goes the old wills, the conscious record realms. Whoosh, there goes wills, all of his karmic debris that I agreed to clear out. So done deal, period. There goes all wills, emotional realms, poof, poof, poof. Done deal, period. There goes all of the old wills, anger, rage, blah, blah, blah stuff. Poof, 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 poof. Even right out of the pores of the body. I was chuckling one day when the whole room smelt up from all these different interesting dichotomies of chemicals that was all coming from the pores of the hairs. Isn't that amazing? Because the body went poof. And all of these chemicals came out the top of the head. Even the ones around were smelling all of these interesting, colorful fumes. The body knew what it was doing. We can call that cellular clearing. I mean, we can give all these fancy names, but it doesn't really matter what the names are. Poof, 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 poof. From every particle of the physical, the body said, whoosh, done deal, buddy, because I said done deal. I give the body the total permission to do what it does best. Now, one thing I wasn't going to do once again was make a big deal of it. Because why would I make a big deal of it? Once again, my body knew what it was doing. So why would I make something out of something that I need not make out of, right?
Makes a lot of sense.
But then, here comes the next wave. Wow! The body started going through tremors, right? I humorously call it almost like a seizure activity. Great, body, let's rock and roll, man. Nothing like being like a fishy out of water, right? So, hey, man, do what you got to do. Rock and roll. Quite literally, right? Now, body, you know what you're doing, man. The funniest part is I was totally, completely conscious. I am going to call it being fully out of control. Now, the interesting part, the body was actually purging all the cells and realigning its bone structure. Now, with all of the above here, what was there to hold together? Because the other part was, and I mean this lovingly, but I mean it clearly. Who cares what anyone thinks? Isn't it your body? Oh, others, you know, that might not be socially acceptable. Well, neither is wearing a diaper, but the body wore one. So if we weighed this up and down, a few linear days letting the body go through all these readjustments, or letting the body be ill for eons, I must call it symptomology. I mean, if you really weigh that down, letting the body be in optimum health while being for the long term, or letting the body hold on to all this stuff because of what others might think, they're going to think what they're going to think anyways, right? Well, it's kind of an interesting weighing it down, right? Because when all comes to it, isn't it a lot, sure, of a heck of a lot of fun to watch how amazingly, amazingly, vibrantly amazing, how gifted your body is. And then when the body has eons of latest, of course, it's brilliant to point your finger at someone else. So from here, and I'm just teasing, but because the body knows what it's doing when you give it the total thumbs up to do it. But we can call it detoxes, we can call it anything, that your body's not going to lay on your back. Your body can't wait for you to go out and enjoy your body. And most importantly, your whole live stream as a whole. See, none of this is occurring for you to be pinned up in your homes, detoxing, detoxing. It's all occurring for the marriage of you, your manifest levels, your creative levels, your higher levels, your entourage, your angelic, archangelic, sitting in the host realms. Because even through all of this, wow, I was sitting on the patio and Yeshua was showing up, the Palladians were showing up, the Kryon was showing up, the Abraham was showing up, the Magdalene, the Mary, and on and on and on. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Francis, the Buddha, the Krishna, on and on and on. Well, you know, it's really quite amazing because the last thing I'm ever going to do is go looking. They just started showing up. Now, the interesting part was, wow, the body, whew, took off. And never any of those sensations ever again. Now, I would say, wow, even after getting out of that wheelchair, whew, everything just got more vibrant from there. Now, I would say quite literally how easy that was. And wouldn't you say, Jacqueline?
Yes. I have several questions coming to mind, and I've been scanning the questions on the webcast.
Oh, I'll bring it on, gorgeous.
Okay. Thank you, but I didn't want to interrupt your flow. Was there more that you wanted to say, or can we ask a few questions to help ground us?
Oh, no, please do.
Okay. One is, you know, when do we know to seek? There are a number of questions that have come in about ascension symptoms.
Of course, absolutely.
You know, and when do we know that good care is calling a doctor, which implies that the doctor becomes the, you know, the authority, or do we ride it out, you know, believing that our body really does best? Because one of your basic tenets really is that our body is wise.
Oh, absolutely.
And now, if we can listen to it and follow the feedback. So the question is, you know, when do we go to the doctor and when do we ride it out?
I would say always go to the doctor. I know it seems odd, doesn't it, even for me to share that.
I didn't think you were going to say that.
I know you weren't, but I would highly suggest go to the doctor. And here's the reason why. Going to the doctor, I love doctors. They are so amazing. And let's all honor it. They are such a blessed gift on the planet. Otherwise, you know, many are still stuck in their books, and I honor that too. Still repeating, you know, Freud and so forth, which is great. But, you know, the reason I'm all for the medical system is that, you know, if my body requires stitches, well, I could sew them up in our back room with my angel's mom's sewing machine. Now, chances are, I'll probably go down and have them put fishing line in my arm, right? That's stitchery. Now, going to the doctor is a wonderful thing, except one thing. It doesn't mean you have to take it word verbatim. This is being clear, not giving your power away. Are you going to walk with them side by side? You see, you're not going there to be dominated by any means. You're going there to sit side by side. Now, the other part I love about the medical system, when you go to the doctor, it's about the mind. To look at, wow, everything's really okay. Now, it's brilliant to have every test on the planet and so forth, and then find out, whew, everything's really okay. Then you can even get hands-on and even boosting things that much faster because you just got a perfectly net build of health.
What if it goes the opposite way?
Now you have something you can tune into and do hands-on with to speed things up even that much faster rather than becoming truly ungrounded, truly feeling super-duper powerless. See, if someone says, oh my gosh, they told me I have leukemia. Great, now we have a direction, right? Let's get hands-on and play with the cellular cell count. Now, I'm not going to agree with the leukemia because so many things are being totally misread due to equipment. But nevertheless, for the mind, it's a virus already. So let's reach over our shoulders, stimulate the thoracic 10 vertebrae, start releasing natural antibodies, and put our hands on our sternum, going all the way down to our rib cage, and start doing hands-on, welcoming in the highest vibratory level of energy and consciousness. Let's start doing hands-on in our body. Let's start connecting with our body. But any way we look at it, it gives the head a direction to start facilitating. Because, you know, there's all kinds of, let's just call it, misdiagnosis is going on globally. But regardless, for the mental level, it brings it comfort. But we're not giving your power away to a system. Because just for fairness here, total equality across the board. Gorgeous. How many dear brothers give their power away to alternative more than medical, or medical more than alternative?
I think people give power away to both, actually.
I don't really see a difference. One, we're going to go down to the latest and greatest herbology store, right? And the other one's going to go right down to the pharmacy. I cannot find the difference in any of the above. They're just different places to give your power away. Now, don't you find that kind of amazing?
Mm.
Except when you're looking at it for what it is, and now you can do something about it. See, symptomology is symptomology, but are we going to get hands-on to remove the symptomology and giving our power back to the body to do what it does best? Because your body knows what it's doing. But I will never deny the mind here, because we want to bring it along too. So, wow, you know? Come on, let's go. Now, the fun part is that it's a marriage. And we're dancing with that priceless, radiant marriage here of letting it all work together. Now, the part that becomes a default is when the mental level so beautifully creates a separation in the camp. One angst the other. When there's not an angst, okay, it's a dance. So let me ask you a question. If you were diagnosed with lice, where would you go?
Mm.
Would you go down and get the latest essential oil to rub all over your body? Or would you go down to the local pharmacy to get a comb and some toxicity to scrape it all out?
I would probably go the herbal route.
Okay, now why?
Just because I sense that it might be safer. I'd probably cut my hair, a good shampoo, and be doing some research on how it's normal healed.
So, 6 linear days later, when you still have lice and you still have the eggs, would you go to the pharmacy?
Probably yes.
Of course, because I promise you, you're still going to have lice.
Okay.
You want to know why? Herbology route, I love, don't get me incorrect. But it's not going direct. Yeah, that's the fun part. Now, if you had bed bugs, would you go down and get the latest and greatest lavender and hemp mixture to wash your sheets in? Or would you go get some super duper HE product called Tide to get the bed bugs out of your sheets?
The second.
Of course you would. It's called wisdom and going direct. Because it's all there as tools. Now, once again, I'm all for alternative, done deal. But you know, there's a marriage with all of it. Because if you had lice, I mean, let's get the eggs, I'll be done with it and move on, right? Because from there, and then of course looking at the cause by all means. But then, you know, the funnest part, though, you're still, all right, buddy, you know what? This is not working for us. So, buddy, you know, I'll tell you what. We're going to give these brothers a heads up. And, buddy, your job is to repel them. Watch how quick they start to fall off on their own. Because your body now, as you're expanding and expanding, your body's going to start pushing them away and purging all of, even where they could even anchor in. That's what I love about the body. And just for example, there's so many dear brothers that I play with daily. I've had dear ones come in with lice. I've had dear ones come in with every viral, external, internal, so forth and so forth. What I find interesting, I've never, ever had a symptom. It's because I'm expanding exponentially. I'm not absorbing. That includes everything from crabs to lice to bed bugs, all the way to the little bugs you get in sandboxes, all kinds of fun things, scabies. I've never had one little particle left in our palace. Now, don't you find that amazing, sweetheart?
Yes.
It's because you're expanding exponentially.
So let me bring in another question that one of our listeners is asking. We have lots
sweetheart.
Of them, by the way. Her name is Loredana, and she's from New York. And
oh, hey, gorgeous.
She's basically saying, what's the purpose of prayer in
prayer's
this equation?
I love prayer. Prayer, there's many facets to it. Prayer can be a level of direction. Some use prayer as a level of intent. Some use prayer as a level of welcoming. But you see, some use prayer with the body, which the body interprets prayer as long as it's not, because it's where the body gets confused, which is when it's a victimized prayer, such as, oh, help me, oh, help me. The body says, oh, my gosh, okay, what do I do here? And same with your big guns, too, in your angelic, archangelic, and the host realms. Okay, well, that's not an invitation for a family to get to work. That's, let's just call it, becomes very ungrounded in a push and a pull. It's kind of like, wow, I'd love some assistance, I think. Well, that's a very, let's just call it ungrounded, discombobulating. It's a push and a pull. Now, prayer would be like this, if you want to go direct with prayer. All right, higher levels, creator, angelic, angels, whatever fancy word you want to use. It doesn't really matter. Family, I use some assistance here, let's go. Body, it's time to repel all of this clutter, density, whatever it may be. Body, it's great job, it's time to step up. Thank you. Creator consciousness, great, take command of it. Let's get things hopping, let's get things moving now. It can also be as simplistic as, all right, family, it's time to light things up. Help me to love and not to judge, which is really assist me to open up and expand rather than welcome in the outside. Now, what this is also is when I say help me to love and not judge, it means help me blaze forth faster than ever rather than become stagnated and embodied in embodying all this stuff going on around me. You know, like when I use lice, whether it be scabies, on and on. Of course, your vibratory levels are going to repel it anyways. But that's what I mean by, hey, help me to expand rather than absorb. Prayer can be very powerful when you're using it as a tool to expand exponentially. Because who are you talking to? You're talking to your higher levels, your creator levels, your manifest levels. You're talking to your entourage, your angelic, your archangelic, it's in the host realms. You're also talking to you, your creator consciousness as well. You're welcoming in, you're invoking, and you're giving permission. It's just when you say it from a victimized state, you start to give out funky readings. And really, a lot of funky tones. And there's a lot of question marks all over the place. Now, the other part here, so when you start repeating the same prayer, you've never let it go. And I watch one brother after another repeat the same prayer and wondering why nothing's happening. It's because you've never let it go. You keep releasing it, then reeling it back in, and then releasing it, reeling it back in. So you've never really let it go. And I humorously put, okay, the universe isn't deaf, so say it one time, be done with it, and let's run on, because let's not pull it back in and try to recreate it. You are creator here, so hey, lights are on, let's fly. Let's not reel it back in. Let's let our family take it from there. And that really goes for everything. Just like, all right, body, it's time to take care of it, my good friend, let's go. We're being very direct, but also remembering who you are, that hey, I am creator here, incarnate, bring it on, let's go. It's not, let there be light, I think. Okay. See, honestly, really, let's go. And that's where prayer works as such a brilliant, priceless gift and tool. But I do want to be clear for all concerned. All right, sweetheart?
Yes, yes. We have a whole number here, and I'm going to try to combine some. Here's one from Temperance from Beverly, Massachusetts. Yes, the question is, quote, so when you finally, quote, get it, how do you stop what was set in motion from being in, quote, unquote, ignorance of not understanding who you really are and get into designing the life you desire?
Well, number one, it's coming to terms with, are you done with it? Number two, you look at everything for what it is in the outpatient world. It's the beautiful, priceless matrix that it is. The beautiful particles of consciousness, beautiful particles of light. And you take, I'll just call it a quick walkabout, throughout all of creation. Now, when you start to go there, you're thoroughly disengaged from everything around. So, basically, you're disengaging from the mass collective, from magnetic levels of creation. Okay? And then, you're looking for at everything for what it is. And then you start to welcome in a whole new paradigm. And then, all right, creator levels, manifest levels, angelic realms, archangelic realms, and host realms, entourage. You know what? I am ready to run forth. And then, from here, why don't we all bring our consciousness right to the palms of our hands? And let's just welcome in our higher levels. Or shall I say, welcome in you. Now, you're welcoming in you. Let's just let our hands begin to light up. All right? Begin to come to light. Come to life. Amplifying, 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 okay? Now, from our palms of our hands, we even point them exponentially, actually, into the outpatient world. Let's skip all the stuff about energy work right now. This is not about energy work. This is about you. Because now you're starting to feel your presence. You're starting to feel you, actually, through your physical conduit. Now, let's take it from there. Let's bring our consciousness right through our pineal pituitary gland. For some, you're going to want to close your eyes, point your eyes towards your pineal pituitary gland. It just turns off all the chit-chat. It's like the off button. It disengages everything going on. It takes you right out of every cyclical cycle that's ever been, ever will be. And now let's take our left hand, palm facing out, right palm, palm facing up. Slide our hands across each other. Bring our left palm into the heart level. Pushing our right palm out, pushing everything and everyone away. Let's put our hand, drop our hands, bring our consciousness right through our solar plexus. Letting our solar plexus begin to open up and drop. Letting our diaphragm drop. Letting the body take a deep breath. Bring our consciousness from our solar plexus right up through our heart level. To a level of neutrality there. Not the heart level that you hear so much about and, you know, all this interesting stuff. Let's just let our heart level from a neutrality state open and open and open. And even if you would like, look out your heart level into the rest of creation, to the beautiful, beautiful light grid systems of the rest of the planet here. And then from here, from our heart level all the way through the throat level, all the way through the pineal pituitary gland, then your pineal pituitary gland start to activate, activate, fire, activate, all the way through the master cell of consciousness, all the way through the DNA, the double helix strands of DNA, starting to fire and fire and fire, all the way to your vitality chromosomes, the telomeres starting to fire, fire, lighten up, all the way through the frontal lobe of the brain, through the master cell of consciousness, all the way up through the crown chakra level vortex, letting it open and open, spiral, spiral, fire, 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 all the way through the astral planes of consciousness, all the way to the sun, connecting with the sun. And let's just let ourselves hold that in, letting it open, 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 fire, 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 speed up, speed up, speed up. And then bring a stream of consciousness from the sun, a stream of gold, actually, about 948 feet wide, all the way down through the astral planes of consciousness, all the way down through and around your crown chakra level vortex, all the way through your pineal pituitary gland, right down through your throat level, all the way through your sternum, all the way through your heart level, through your shoulders, your upper arms, lower arms, out the hands, all the way from your heart level, all the way through your solar plexus realm, right into your physical realms, all the way down through the gender principle, letting your gender principle open, 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 through your upper legs, lower legs, out the bottom of the feet, out the hands. And now we've sufficiently disengaged from the mass collective and everything that has, let's just call it, from oneself, one's perceptional predestined creations that one's already put out there to create. And I've already started playing with creating. Well, now we have a total zero point here. Now, let's just let our consciousness arise and arise, and quite literally speed up and speed up. Let's just let our body turn on, lighten up. And as we're here, crystalline matrix activate, activate throughout the physicality realm. So level purge, clear out, done deal. And now from here, let's just let our Akashic Record realms open up. Right within the heart level, right beyond the heart chakra level vortex, a little bit more internalized in the heart chakra level vortex. Let's just take our consciousness there, going right inside throughout the heart chakra level vortex, right into the medial column of the heart chakra level vortex. Let's just take our consciousness there, letting it open. For some are going to see, some are going to sense, some are going to feel, but nevertheless, it really doesn't matter. What matters is that it's there, and we're activating it. And as we're going from here, let's let the vibratory levels ascend and ascend and ascend and ascend. Opening. Now that we're playing with ascension status, we're also playing with the status of ascension, which is also waking up, opening up, iridescently opening and waking up. Amplifying up. Iridescently, radiantly, and amplifying here. Now, let's take a little walk through there as we welcome forth our entourage, our higher levels, our cradle levels, our angelic, archangelic, and our host realms. All right, family, open up the doors, show me. So right now, let's just put a beautiful red doorway there. And this is more for the clarity of consciousness beyond the psyche and the subpsyche, because you exist beyond the subpsyche. There's also opening up the subpsyche, going through the psyche, which is also affecting your emotional states, your causal levels, which is also placing through the emotional and causal levels, which has also been playing with a lot of, let's just call it predestined events that have been laid and being laid before you from sequences of events that are also breaking up, collapsing, and creating all these colorful cyclical cycles and interesting, colorful outcomes. So now as we're going here and letting these areas open, flow right through, open right through, and run right through, let's just let these levels start to activate. And let's not be too concerned about our heightened sensitivity, clairsentient, clairaudient, all this fun stuff. Let's just be you, which is not clair, it's you. So from here, let's just let it open. Amplify. And as we're going here, let's even be so clear that we need not be in control where it goes, where it doesn't go. Let's just let it go. All right, creator levels, let's go. Creator levels, open up the doors, I'll go. So let's let that beautiful doorway start to open up. Let's welcome forth our entourage. And as we walk right through here, let's let all these beautiful facets of light, these beautiful facets of the priceless color of pearl, the mother of pearl that constantly changes all of its color-esqueness in every scenario, every situation within all the plates and the beautiful matrix upon this planetary matrix, not changing you, just the way that you function in a body on a planet so brilliantly, unanimously, and vibrantly within a body on a planet, dancing through, running through, and dancing through. Now, let's just light up this whole room, this whole Akashic Record realm. Now, let's give it a total thumbs up to be blazed right through, dissolved, resolved now. And I bind all fear, the fear of oneself, the fear of the unknown, and the fear of the predestinies. I bind all of this up, out, to the way from all these dear brothers, mind, body, and auras now. From all four levels, all dimensions, every cell of their bodies, all memory of it, and I also bind up, out, and away. All the unfoldments that have been occurring for these dear ones, and all the unfoldments that no longer work for them, no longer serve them, but also I bind all the cyclical cycles, the cause for the recurring effects of even all the debris that have been playing out within them, within their physicality and their physical worlds. I bind all of this up, out, and away from their cosmic record realms, from all four levels, all dimensions, every cell of their bodies, and all memory of it now. And I command all fear, the cosmic record, the recurring effect of it, up, out, and away from their mind, bodies, and auras now, and I bind it all to the sun to be repolarized for the good of all humanity, never to return. And I command their light beingness, their creator consciousness, their manifest levels and their higher levels down in and through their body principles now for their highest best good and also for the highest best good of all concerned. And I also command all the concerns, all the overbearingness, the control dynamics, the guilt, the frustration, the overwhelm, resentments, and all the fun stubbornnesses up, out, and away from all four levels, all dimensions, every cell of their body, all memory of it now. I bind it all to the sun to be repolarized for the good of all humanity, never to return. I also bind all paradigmal energies, all entities, energy, and thought form levels in reptilian consciousness up, out, and away from their minds, bodies, and auras now, and I also bind up, out, and away all fear of trust to fear of the unknown and the fear of not trusting. I bind them up, out, and away, and also the fear of themselves. I bind it all up, out, and away from their mind, bodies, and auras now, and I bind it to the sun to be repolarized for the good of all humanity, never to return. And I command them within their fullest potential, their vibrancy, and their wings opening for their highest best good now. And so it is. Now, that was fun. Now, let's let our vibratory levels begin to open and open and open, speed up and open, letting your bodies take a breath, and now being okay with letting oneself be known. Well, that was fun.
It absolutely was, and you're brilliant, and what a great service that was for everybody who listens.
Whew. And how you feeling now, sweetheart?
I'm great. You know, I'd love to combine about three questions here.
Bring it on, sweetheart.
Given the timing. We have
okay.
Shauna from Corvallis, who's saying, well, she loves your work.
Hi, Shauna.
And that she finds it challenging to hold this new frequency coming in on a continual basis. I'm also going to combine that with April from New York,
okay.
who's saying that she feels that she's gone backwards on her path. All of a sudden, old
okay.
emotions of anger continuing coming up and feeling depressed and non-productive.
Okay.
And we've got Anne from Spokane
uh-huh.
who asks, you know, when we hand everything over to our higher selves, does that have an effect on all the color events occurring globally? And one higher that I'm not going to be able to find quickly was just generally about the whole idea of processing. Like, do we really need to process through old things, through our systems? And I hope I didn't overwhelm you with all that.
Oh, not at all, sweetheart. Okay, number one. Processability. Well, please do not process it through your system. Please honor it, be done with it. Please honor that, of course, it's taking place. But please also honor that you need not be involved in it. You see, even with the perceptional angers, lostness, unproductiveness, the angers that seem to be stewing, and you know, all this interesting stuff. They're not stewing, dear hearts. They're leaving. They're not coming up. And this is part of where it becomes a little bit conflicting. It's as if, oh, I never dealt with it. No. The other facets are leaving. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. The depressions. Well, wow, isn't it amazing how this stuff's coming up, and where the assumption's being made. Oh, my gosh, I'm not as far along as I thought. Well, that's not true. You're looking at it right in the eye and said, wow, you don't know me anymore. Goodbye. Now, depression is suppression. So, whew, you're be gone, man, because it is impossible, flat out impossible. To go back. Have you ever tried to push a baby back in the womb? I mean, it's right up there with impossible, right? Now, regardless, I mean, it sounds like a fun adventure. It's kind of feel for the moms. But nevertheless, whatever works for you, maybe a couple crowbars or something. Now, from here, it's impossible to go back. Now, because see, as you're walking your walk, as you're opening up, as you're taking heart, as you're running forth, we see what's happening, for one, talk about some serious supportiveness. For two, of course, you're affecting every dear brother, the whole planetary matrix, and the whole universe itself. Because, see, you've never been at this point. Neither has the planet, neither has Brother Humanity, neither has the mass collective, and neither has the universe been to this point before. Everything you're doing is affecting the whole, and I mean that of the whole universe as well. So, therefore, of course, you're being assisted in hyperdrive, but it is impossible, flat out impossible to go back. Now, or to go backwards as well. It's also impossible to even become stagnated. It is flat out impossible, even if you tried. Now, the reality of the situation is, how much are you willing to let yourself be known? Now that is an interesting question, because the other part of that question here is how much am I willing to let myself be known, which really comes to how much am I going to really share what is. So when I ask a question, am I going to share what is, or am I going to try to attempt to fit into comfortability of another? Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because they wouldn't be asking if they weren't ready. Now we're playing with hyperdrive, which affects others and yourself over time. Now, from here, this isn't some sort of religion or anything funky. It's actually about speedliness and letting your life stream open up and run forth faster than ever. Because, you know, dear ones are coming into your life stream and all around you. You see, they're being drawn to you. They're being brought to you. They're actually clinging to you, quite literally, to step up into their own. Now, with all of the above, I mean, let's look at it even physically for a second. For opportunities, for doorways. They're all, and let's not forget also, I mean, wow. These priceless communities, these priceless connectednesses, these priceless doorways that are opening also for yourself. Because you see, these beautiful, divine, radiant connectednesses are also for coming from all these other exponential priceless instruments that are quite literally being brought to you from your entourage too. Say, hey, baby, I'm ready. Let's go. Because remember, we're playing with a mutual dance with all of creation and all of brother humanity as well. It's a continual dance and dance and dance. But you're also letting yourself be given to as well as, hey, here I am. Let's go. So when we all play with it together, wow, why hold back yourself at all? And then whoosh, bring it on. Let's go. More than ever, faster than ever, and singing and dancing. And then letting yourself dance with all of you, the whole universe entirely. So does that better wrap up all the questions we heard?
Well, that's up to you.
Well, no, let's take a few more. But I mean those three that you asked at once.
Oh, yes, yes. I believe so. And I hope our listeners believe so also. And, you know, I apologize for needing to do this, but I just wanted to cover as many as we possibly could. So I hope that answered these four questions. Yes, William, I just want to let you know that there's several that are very specific, and I wonder if we could just maybe handle those quickly. And then there is one that's a big question that I think a lot of people are interested in.
Sure.
So for the quick ones, from Jean in Tampa, she's asking,
okay,
what do you do when hormones are low? Use bioidentical hormones or talk to your body?
Talk to your body.
Okay.
The bio kind, your body gets so conflicted and reject them. When you talk to your body and start to let the melatonin and serotonin realign, the testosterone and estrogen realign, your body's going to start to quite literally restabilize. Okay, you're going to get a lot, I mean, talk about going completely, thoroughly direct there, and things are going to go into hyperdrive, body-wise. Okay.
Thank you. And from Pauline in Queensland, she's asking about, what about chemo and radiation for the treatment of cancer?
That is a fun one, because you can put your hands upon the chemo, radiation, and so forth. You can say right now, I repolarize this chemical structure to vibrate with this body now, for this body taking only what's necessary and pass through the rest. Now, that right there is going to neutralize it. Okay. Now, for the rest, for this body taking what's necessary and pass through the rest, okay, your body's just going to take in what's necessary. So basically, you're letting it neutralize and flush through the cancerous cells. Now, the next part is you're not letting it kill off, because your body now knows what to do with it as a foreign invader. It's not going to kill off the complementary cells, because now we're flat out direct with your body. Now, there's many ways to go with it, but, you know, we're also looking at more direct, simpler. Okay, now, number one, when we go there with the body, you know, we're being clear with the body with what we're putting into it. So we're not letting it kill off the great and the not great buildup. We're letting it take out what we're putting into it that the body doesn't want. Okay, now from there, even with radiation, your body's not going to absorb what it doesn't require when we're direct with it. Okay, so from there, we definitely want to be clear with our physicality. See, your body doesn't even want this virus either. But because the body's been built up, suppressed, compressed, on and on, great. Now, let's go direct, flush it out, be done with it. So, body, this is a route we're going to go, let's go. Now, a lot of these procedures, we'll call it radiation, we'll call it chemotherapy, so forth and so forth. Well, you know, I'll say more often than not, it's for your personal comfortability, mentally wise. And so be it, okay? Now, with all of the above, great. Now let's bring our body along. So let's repolarize it, IVs included. Body taking what's necessary and pass through the rest. Now, even when you go there, you can start to feel all the heat coming out of your hands because literally you're changing over the molecular structure of what's coming into your physicality. Watch your body start to arise big time. And even watch the, let's just call it the quote, i.e., symptoms and sickness afterwards, start to diminish. But now we're building your immune system, not letting it drop. All right, sweetheart?
Great.
And then, there's also a combination with SCACT that's going to help.
Okay, terrific.
Which is E-S-S-I-A-C, okay?
You know, I interrupted you. Would you like to spell that one more time, please?
E-S-S-I-A-C-T. That definitely flushes the body and remineralizes, too. So that's been around for eons when addressing those symptoms. So we're remineralizing as well. So it gives the body a boost. Okay.
And we have, we'll do one more quick one here like this. There's Igor from Cherkasy in Russia, I believe, who brings up, you know, that he knows smoking is not good for him, but he hasn't been able to stop. And there was one other question, too, that was more spiritually related, which was a person feeling like making progress on the path, but then falling back due to, quote, addictive behaviors.
Uh-huh. Okay, where smoking is concerned, number one, put the cigarettes in your hand. Number one is go back, repolarize them for your body to take in only what's necessary to pass through the rest. Okay. Number one, let's repolarize them so your body knows what to do with them. Number two, let's put them in our hand. Okay. Now, as you put them in your hand, my good friend, let's just have a chat with them. Let's just ask, because there is a chain on them, I mean, obviously, and it's going right around your left wrist. It also has a lot to do with your mother. Okay, it is what it is. So when you're playing with being dominated and then being suppressed, dominated, suppressed, then trying to find an out, well, of course, you're going to find something. It could be cigarettes. It could be chewing on sugar cane. It really doesn't matter. It could be supplements and becoming overdosing on supplements. It doesn't really matter. As far as all of that's concerned, it doesn't matter if it's over breathing or over drinking water. It owns you. Okay? But when we look at it, can we just reach around our left wrist, which I'm doing right now, for you and with you, unshackling that beautiful shackle that's around your wrist, my good friend, and removing them from you. Goodbye, 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 be gone. Now, just as I just removed the emotional state, this is where we're back to neutrality, my good friend. Okay? Now, I'm not going to say smoking is good, bad, or indifferent. It comes literally to what controls you and why you do it. If you have to, it owns you. That's when the issue does come in. If you're using it to hide, of course it's a conflict. That goes with anything, even over drinking water, for that matter. Even if it's over consuming carrots, it really doesn't matter. It owns you. So now that these shackles gone, all right, my good friend, can we all just come to terms with, why do you do what you do? And what owns you? What has you do what you do when you do it? I hear quite often, oh, it brings me peace, it makes me happy, on and on. And that's great. It's a great answer. But does it really? Don't meditate for a month and watch how you feel. Don't meditate for 2 days. Is it a ritual? Is it a necessity? Does the outside world really have that much power? If you don't meditate, you're going to be overtaken? Remember who you are. You're Creator incarnate here. I'm not saying don't meditate, but once again, if it has that much power over you, why isn't your whole life a living meditation? Addictions are a funny thing. It could be, because the same goes with meditating, rituals, and on and on. They're not bad, they're not good. But it still comes to, why does so much have power over you, and why? When you're you, 24/7, even well beyond a time continuum. Because in time, that whole perception, wow, starts to own you as well. Isn't it amazing how it's been taught and taught and taught, abrasively, embeddedly, embodiedly? How much has so much power? You're here to have a blast, enjoy, light up everything around you. Not to be ran by it, but quite literally to enjoy it. Not to be afraid of it. All right, gorgeous.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And William, you know, the questions are continuing to flood in, and I just want to say how many people are saying that they love you, the work is brilliant. You're very loved and very appreciated.
Oh, and so, so, so mutually. We'll have to do this again, sweetheart.
You know, I have to say, I was thinking about that because it's so helpful. I think this has just been brilliant, and I would love to do that if you're up. The invitation's wide open. You come on anytime.
Hey, bring it on. Just connect with Mike, and we'll put it together.
Okay, totally. So, William, here's what I suggest right now. Can we talk about your special offer? And then I'm not going to press you, but if you feel open to a couple more questions, there's one extraordinary spiritual one that we could do as a wrap. I'm going to leave that up to you based on your energy and
your commitment. What about one more? Because I have a lot going on this evening to take care of.
Okay.
So what about one more and then the offer, sweetie? So
okay.
You make the decision on the next one. Okay. Let me do a drum roll.
when's going to be the world.
Okay.
when's going to be kind of a. You want short, right?
Well, it's up to you.
short on the physical level would be, what about teeth and regrowing them? And I'll give you your choice. The longer one is a great question. One was what's beyond consciousness. And then we've got another one who's very curious about where did you come from before you were Will?
Sirius. And to be on Sirius, it was pure consciousness, beyond pure consciousness. It was a wide openness, because beyond pure consciousness, it's such a vast spaciousness that is tons and tons and tons. If you took a cubic square perceptional measurement of an inch, there would be 738 trillion particles within that one cubic square inch. Now, it looks very empty and void, because quite literally it's void of space. It's void of light. It's not dark, but it's absence of everything. It's such a wide openness, such a huge vastness. It makes this universe a little bit smaller than a BB in comparison. So if you took a BB and you threw it way across the yard and looked at it, that's where I would come from. And it doesn't really have a tone. There's definitely not a destination. But then beyond Sirius is pure gold light realms of consciousness. And I call it of consciousness because it's all pure particles of gold. There's particles of gold going in such a realm, in such a radiance, such a, I guess you would say, vibrancy and vibratory level, that it makes the speed of light times 48,348,643.9 look a little bit slower than molasses, thick molasses on a zero minus degrees in Celsius, okay, and minus degrees in Fahrenheit as well, about 1,000 minus, running down a mountain. Now, that's the vibratory levels in your light realms and gold realms. Then beyond there is, I guess for clarity, I'll call it vastness, emptiness, spaciousness. Now, that's where I come from. And I will say, so do you, beyond all the collective, I'm just going to say collective clutter. And I will say flat out is where you're going now and waking up to. Isn't that fun? And bringing into the physical, which is more exuberant and exciting. Okay. And then, what's the next universal question? You said there was a large question because that was a small question.
Well, one was what was beyond consciousness and where do you come from? And I think you just answered both of those, right?
Oh, yeah, that was two. Yeah, two and one, really. It was kind of like a
you did a great job on that.
Yeah, I have fun with that. I try to marry them together.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the last?
Well, there was another one. It was at a different level. It's back to the physical. And then there's one I was going to ask you if we could end with kind of a prayer. We've kept this more toward the physical, spiritual, but there's a person with a serious prosperity issue.
Yes.
So Daria is asking, what about teeth and regrowing them?
Yes. Oh, is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
There.
Teeth and regrowing them is so much fun. First and foremost, for this tier one specifically, we want to, and everyone, so why don't we all play here, put your non-dominant hand on your navel. With your dominant hand, the index finger laying sideways underneath your nose, your thumb laying sideways underneath your bottom lip. If you don't have a bottom lip, just where you would have one. So it goes underneath there, stimulating side to side. Okay. To where you can start to feel the particles and liveliness coming back. Okay. Now, number one, that's where you start to bring liveliness and pure particles of gold back. Okay. Now, that's where you're starting to reconnect the mandible and the rest of the skull, and of course the masseter. Now, as we're here, let's go ahead and put our hands down. And can we just reconnect with the area for a second? And let's just communicate with our body here. Now that we have everything firing in the area, the gum lines, and as well, reconnecting this area of our body. Now, with our body. A body, my good friend. I'm not a genetic, you're not a genetic. Now, body, I know you enjoy having teeth. And, you know, I kind of enjoy it too. So, body, I refuse to worry about you. This is not about looks, it's not about appearance, it's not about cosmetics, it's not. It's about optimum health and well-being, body. So, body, it's time that you and I start letting this regrow. So, body, it's time to start firing in this area. So, right now, body, it's time to start recreating the teeth, the enamel, the roots, and the nerves. Okay, so now that we gave the body a direction, rather, more than just permission, but a direction as well, we got to be okay with it. And I say okay with it because, you know, the body's going to have all kinds of fun sensations. And I do say fun sensations. Sometimes it's going to feel a little bit more sensitive. Sometimes, wham, here comes the teeth coming through the gum lines. Well, can we please all together be okay with sensations? Let's not hold it. Let's not back down. Let's not go out and buy stock in Orajel and Novocaine and all this. Let's not panic. Can we please just together honor that sensations are sensations? Now, I'm not saying, okay, it's going to be a lot of pain, sensation, on and on, but it comes with the total innate permission we just gave the body. So this is where, when we give permission to the body, here and really anywhere else, including eyesight, well, we do got to honor that the body knows what it's doing. And we also got to honor, okay, sensations are sensations. So let's not battle with them, okay? Let's not panic with them, all right? Can we just really honor? Okay. The body knows what it's doing, and boy, is it following my lead divinely. So I don't really have to do anything about it, except honor the flat-out sensations that the body's having. Now, if the body's sensations are pretty intense, yeah, please do get some Advil, Tylenol, whatever. But can we please not become afraid of the body doing what it does? Because remember, we gave the body a thumbs up, okay? I'm not going to say it's going to be uncomfortable, but I am going to say, hey, you know what? Can we please not be afraid of your abilities? Okay, because that's what we're really playing with right now. Your abilities are your abilities, and you just gave the body its ability from your abilities. As creator, in the physical, incarnate. So we don't want to withdraw from what we just gave the body the total thumbs up to do for you. Hey, let's have a blast. With everything, we just gave it a total thumbs up to do for you, okay? Now, let's not withdraw. Let's let it do its part to honor you. So you see, yeah, the body, you're going to see a lot of changes. But we kind of got to all come to terms. Wow, these are complementary changes. So let's not wait for, oh my gosh, I can feel this and feel that. Oh my gosh, this doesn't feel good. Well, it doesn't feel anything. It just feels. They are sensations. So can we just dance with the sensations? Let the sensations be the sensations. We can ask it to be more heightened. We can ask it to be less heightened. That's what I love about the beautiful tools called Advil. Because if that's what's going to make it easier for you, so be it. But let's not be afraid of your abilities, because of course the body's listening. Of course it's going to go through changes. Of course, of course, of course. But regardless, wow, the body knows what it's doing and, of course, is listening to you loud and clear. All right, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. That was such a blast, isn't it?
Yes, totally. And to be honest, I am so conscious of the, everyone's time, your time, and I just want to mention to you very quickly, could we do something very, very fast for Martha? Martha in Canada, and I'm only asking because this is so urgent. She's, this is on a different, shifting topics a bit. This is, and I'm hoping that we could give a simple general answer that will help others as well.
Absolutely.
This one's financial. They're about to, her husband had to retire early, and they put the house on the market. It hasn't sold. They are literally, you know, needing to get food from other people and about to lose the house. Is there anything we can do to help?
Yes. Please, 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 don't struggle. Don't doubt. Don't panic. Take a breath. Start to feel yourself. As we were playing with a little bit ago, take a walkabout. Absolutely away from everything, everyone. Okay. Let yourself clear out. Okay. And I really mean, so please take me very literally, word verbatim, out and away from everything and everyone else. So please take me very literally, analytically, physically, literally, emotionally, literally. Now, I know it sounds easier than said than done, yada yada, when it comes to forgetting about everything or not panicking. Well, when I say don't panic, okay, is that okay? You know what? Prosperity is prosperity. But what's happening? Let's not forget what's happening. Can we just please not be controlled and dominated by what's happening? See, when we go on a walkabout, what's happening physically, so, is that we're letting ourselves let the whole universe get involved. We're disengaging so that we can let our entourage, our angelic, archangelic, ascended host realms get involved. We're disengaging so we let everything start to move. See, when we're so worked up, sweetheart, when we're so engaged and entangled and engaged with everything going on, well, it starts to create and create and create such a heightened state for you, sweetheart, okay, that it starts to affect and make yourself, who's been included, so heightened, focused that it starts to push away your higher levels, your creator levels, your manifest levels, and, you know, even your creator levels at that point. Well, what happens is it pushes away your assistance because then it lets yourself, it lets the emotional level, it lets what I'm going to call all the clutter become so, so cluttered, sweetheart. And then, so upside down, so dyslexic. But nevertheless, it starts to push you away and all the outcomes away that are what is happening around you, wanting physically, tangibly, prosperity, wanting to come forth for you. Now, the next part is taking our hands right here and now. As if we're washing our hands. Universe, you're in charge now. Here's my white flag. I surrender to my big guns. Manifest levels, you start taking care of it. I will walk through whatever you present for me. I am ready to, let's call it, achieve, succeed, flourish, and I'm ready for prosperity to come my way without having to work, do, and to come up short. So therefore, I am so tired, worn out, drained from taking these burdens, responsibilities, overwhelming burdens and responsibilities, and guilt of trying to take this on myself. And, wow. By the way, higher levels, greater levels, manifest levels. You know what? That was my dad stuff. I have never been a letdown my whole life. I never will. It's impossible. Matter of fact, I'm a gift to the world. I mean, gives the whole universe, man. So if we can just come to terms with that, it's impossible for you to let anyone down, sweetheart. Now, family, bring it on. All right, sweetheart?
William, thank you so much. That was beyond generous. Can we shift? I know you've got other commitments. Can we shift to talking about your offer, please?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to announce it, sweetheart?
Yes. Anybody, the actual offer is go to www.you, spelled out Y-O-U, awakening, just like it sounds, awakening.com. So it's you awakening spelled out. And just /William. Will take you directly to the offer. Okay.
And with everything we're offering, we're offering all of it to assist your live stream to run forth into hyperdrive and run forth to compliment you, but also throughout you, your live stream running forth, taking off, amplifying you. Stepping into your higher levels, your creator levels, your manifest levels. And even through these, you know, even whether it be through our mastery programs, whether it be through our beautiful downloads and otherwise, you're going to feel the vibrancy, you're going to feel the vibratory levels that are hyperdriving, but also running forth. Because everything we play with and we're working with you, we're dancing with you, that it goes well beyond space and time. It goes right into you in every way, every level, on every facet of creation and beyond. So when you go here, it's more about opening up you, your live stream, and your whole world entirely. And then having a blast and letting yourself embody, letting your manifest self start to get to work physically. Get to work within your physical outside world as well as with the rest of yourself, opening. That's why we decided to put forth these offers downloadable as well. It didn't run forth, sweetheart. Okay, and hyperdrive and blazing forth and taking off, gorgeous. And to learn more, you can always check on the White Awakening or the Awakening website. Because you guys have it all there, right, sweetheart?
Well, I have it right here, and maybe I could just make a few comments about it.
Please, sweetheart.
It's the Mastery Program, which took over 8 months to put together, and it's more than 25 hours of William's time in 13 events, seven webcasts, and six teleconferences. And it's really life-changing. It's designed to go beyond the mind. It's support for being open and clear now. It's a step-by-step program, and the effects of this program will be as lifelong as the internal embodiment of all of you, and we've talked so much about that on this show. And it's about wisdom and clarity and experience of who you really are. So it's a massive offering and a very generous offering, and all of that is literally for $97. So if you enjoyed what you heard tonight, and William, I think it was an incredibly powerful, empowering, and content-rich call, just infused with amazing frequencies to really invite us to take these next steps. So if you liked what you heard tonight, this is the step-by-step, in-depth mastery program that's being offered here for only $97.
Yes, and there's video and audio from the phone events as well to activate, open up, and also watching in your physical world things start changing. So, and also physically as well, within your physical embodiment and vibratory levels as well. So it's always such an honor, but thank you so much, Riyard. It's been such an honor getting to play with everyone, and thank you, everyone. It's been such an honor and such a blast, and namaste, Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays.
Thank you, William. You've been so generous. So wonderful. Thank you.
Oh,
and we'll get you back on.
For the beautiful opportunity. And we'll have more fun than ever, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Take care. I know we've
you too.
Kept you a long time. Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everyone, and until the next time, thank you.